Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. 2311320012174848.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm gonna pull up your file here. All right, and who am I speaking with?
Carlton McIntyre.
Okay, Carlton. My name's Sam. I'll be helping you out. Let's see. Okay, a couple quick questions for you. Just in case we get disconnected, want to make sure I can call you back. I just want to confirm a little bit of information from you. What's the name of the company that you're with?
CMC Cleaning Service.
CNC Cleaning Service, okay. And then what is the best number to reach on?
910-550-8289.
8289. Is that the number you're calling from right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. 550-8289. All right. And then we have your address down as 3013 Lauren Place Drive in Wilmington.
Correct.
Okay, cool. And then how about the structure of the business? Are you guys incorporated?
No.
Okay.
Sole prop.
Sole prop? All right. Nice. How long have you been in business?
Yeah. Oh, man. Honestly, for like 20-some years. But
oh, nice.
The name, legally, has been about 4 or 5.
Okay.
I think in between 4 or 5 years.
I gotcha. All right. And then how about, what's the best email address for you?
It's just my first and last name, CarltonMcIntyre@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo, okay. All right, perfect. Okay, so check it out. We have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to look for, like, maybe a loan up to about 3-5 years. You know, what I'm trying to do for the business is probably try to go grab a couple more vans. By grabbing a couple more vans, I'm expanding my business because I can take on more contracts.
I gotcha.
And, of course, more equipment, you know.
Yeah, okay. Have you found the specific vans yet, or just getting ready to shop around?
Just getting ready to shop around. I mean, I have been looking, and I see a few, but, you know, just trying to get the money to make sure I, you know, then that way I can just go and talk to the people. So I do have a couple picked out, but I haven't, you know, basically talked to anybody about it.
Okay, cool. We can work with that. Do you know how much they were going to cost?
I think one of them, the price on it was, I think, we're going to just round it up to $30,000.
Gotcha.
And then it was sort of like a used one because I want to kind of get one kind of new and one used one. The used one they wanted was like about 10.
Okay. Cool. What kind of vans are they?
The first one of them was the Chevy, oh Lord, I can't ever think of this. I think it's the Savannah.
Okay, I got you. I'm just trying to get an idea, trying to understand exactly what we're working with here.
Yeah, just trying to get like the vans, what I mean, like cargo vans and stuff too.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. So were you just looking, it was two for now?
Yeah, just two vans for right now to expand, and of course, equipment, scrub machines, more buffers to take on more work.
Oh, looking to get some additional equipment on top of the
vans?
Okay. And how much, what do you think for a ballpark total for that additional equipment, how much do you think that'll cost?
Well, I mean, I was trying to borrow at least around, if I could, around 60.
Around 60. That's including the cost of the vans?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how soon were you looking to bring them on?
ASAP, as soon as possible.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And how about this? Do you have an idea of how much you expect for, like, a return on investment, what you're going to be making with them, maybe by, you know, how much they're going to make you each month?
Well, if I get those two vans, my income a month should increase And of course, I'm not going to be exact, but I would say anywhere from 6 to maybe 10,000 a month.
Okay, cool.
Maybe more. I'm just being, I don't want to say too high. I'd rather go low than to go high.
Okay,
but
no problem.
I'm probably going lower than it's actually going to be, but trying to play it safe, so.
Okay. All right, so we're looking at maybe about 40,000 with the two vans, and then another extra 20,000 for some additional kind of like miscellaneous equipment, we might say.
Right, like buffers, scrub machines, yes.
Okay, all right. Scrub machines too. Nice. All right, now, okay, so a couple quick questions for you, just to kind of see where you'll fall in. What do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
Right now, what you want to know, last year's, I think it was like about 160,000.
Okay. Okay. And how are you looking this year? What are you tracking to do? Is it up, down, the same?
I think it is going to be up a little bit more, maybe by about, because I took on some more stores. So I would say it's probably going to increase probably... maybe 20 to 30 grand.
I gotcha. Okay.
Taking on the other work I took on so far.
Okay. Nice. All right. And then how about as far as your personal credit goes, what's that look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
First, I want to just be honest about that. I got it.
Yeah, no, that's the easiest way. Yeah.
Yeah, it belongs to my sister. She messed up for about five or 6 months, but I took it upon myself, paid the money, caught it up. But other than that, I mean, I should be fine. I mean, it's my score. I can tell you my score is close to 600 because it went down because of that. It was real good before that happened, but it kind of went down because of that. So.
Okay. Okay, that's something we can work with.
Yeah,
you know, we got, just to give you an idea, we got a lot of different programs. A lot of them, credit isn't a very large factor. It's primarily going to be based on your sales. So if there is a little issue with the credit, we're still going to be able to work into something to at least get you the funds to, you know, go ahead with the expansion. Mm-hmm. Now, have you looked anywhere for funding yet?
I mean, I got approved from a couple of places, but it was like those places where, and I didn't notice, until after I got approved, like where you pay back daily, and I'm not looking for something like that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So on those approvals, was that just for a cash amount that they were going to deposit in the account?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. How much did they approve you for?
Man, it was one of them approved me, if I'm not mistaken, for like 20,000-30,000.
Okay.
The other one, I think the most they approved me for was like 33,000, something like that. It was three times, but like I said, I turned all three of them down, and once I found out that it was being paid back every day, I just turned it down.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how about as far as the amount that they were approving you for? It's a little less than what you were looking for. What were you thinking on that? Was it if the payback was right, would you be able to do something with that amount, or was that a deal breaker?
I mean, that's another thing. The payback on it was like huge, you know.
Uh huh.
So that was a factor too. But I honestly, just because it was being paid back every day, I wouldn't have took it.
Okay. I see. Yeah.
I just I do have a loan out right now. I don't know if you heard of this company with Loan Me.
Okay, yeah.
But I pay monthly on that one.
Now, is that a personal loan or a loan through the business?
It's a loan. I guess it's through the business. You can say it's through the business.
Okay. And how much is that one for?
What did they give me? They gave me, this time I wasn't looking for much. I was trying to, honestly, I think it was around 18, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. 18, do you know, is that how much you borrowed, or is that the total payback?
I think no. That's how much basically I borrowed. The total payback, I couldn't tell you the payback.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
I just make my payments on time and stuff, and you know, I did just talk with somebody not too long ago on the phone. Like, what would I have to pay back in a month? Every month extra than my payment to pay it off in a year, which, you know, they said something to me that seemed pretty decent. So,
okay.
Okay. Basically trying to do that, like pay it off in the next year.
Sure, sure. Okay, cool. All right, so, you know, I'm just, you know, putting together a picture.
Got
an idea of what you want, kind of what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a little feedback here. It sounds like the other places that you applied where you got the approvals, do you know who they were?
Oh, man. I know one of them was out of New Jersey. I can't tell you the names offhand.
Okay.
No worries.
It sounds like they were...
You need the names. I can get them, but...
Yeah, no. For now, we're good. I'm just trying to get an idea of what kind of programs they were fitting you into compared to what we have to offer. It sounds like they were going just straight through the working capital options and just able to give you cash. So what I see here is there's two options. What you're looking for, the vans, those are something that a lot of times you can finance through equipment and not just get cash for you to purchase on your own. So we can finance the equipment like you're buying a car. So we would pay the vendor, then you would pay us on monthly payments. Those typically can be 2 to 5 year terms. Now, that total amount would not deduct from the amount of cash that would be available to you. I think I'm pretty sure you probably got the offer sent to you in the mail from us saying like the $250,000. Was that what you saw when you called in?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not talking.
Well, hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Carlton, I think I lost you. I'm going to give you a call right back, okay?
Hello? Can you hear me?